You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. Commentator Brian O'Nunoyne is here, and today he's puzzled about democracy at work in his neck of the woods. He's trying to make sense of thorny issues involving politics and public school funding.
And a very good morning to you all. Have you ever heard this one? Democracy is the worst form of government there is, but it's the best that we've come up with so far. I sometimes wonder if we have too much democracy around here. Let me give you some examples. For instance, we elect people like coroners. Now, why would you need an election to choose a coroner? Well, that's almost as crazy as having an election to choose the local head of the police force. What, you mean you have those too? Okay, so look, let me ask you this then, in terms of the coroner. What qualities exactly do you look for in a good coroner? A lousy bedside manner, I suppose, might help. Or how would you know that the coroner is doing a really good job? Like, would he have cramp from signing all those death warrants? Oh, yes, I can hear people out shopping now. Oh, such and such. He was such a great coroner, wasn't he? He was really so much at home in the mortuary. Another case in point regarding the role of local democracy has to do with what's happening here in my parish in terms of the school expansion programme. Here's the deal. The local school board wants to raise more money to build new schools because the population here is expanding. They would also like to give the teachers a pay rise. Well, we are the worst paid compared to all our neighbours, and the pay rise would simply lift us off the bottom rung of the ladder and put us second from the bottom. And they also want to enhance the role of technology in education. Now, that's the plan in a nutshell. The trouble is, the local Chamber of Commerce here is opposed to all of this, as is the editorial page of the local paper. The Chamber of Commerce has a few issues with the school board, and I won't bore you with the details. However, I will say that their grievance has to do with the competence of the school board to deal with the expansion programme, the money needed for the technology, and the teachers' pay increase. The editorial in the newspaper took issue specifically with the 5% tax increase for teachers, saying that these were trying economic times, and they argued that competitive salaries did not equate to better standard of employees. I'm fascinated by the whole affair, particularly since all parties concerned are engaged in various public relations activities to get their points of view across. The public is being educated through the media by partisans on both sides of the debate. Then the public will get to vote on this to decide. Never mind, of course, that about 80% of the public hasn't a clue about what's going on, for whatever reason. I don't know, maybe lack of interest, lack of understanding, lack of time to get informed. And even if they did have time to get up to speed, well, it's complicated. For example, there was a guest columnist in the paper recently, and he was banging on about the bond issue, and I had to read his piece 3 times before I could understand most of it, and I still don't understand all of it. The bottom line is this. Is it fair to ask the general public to decide on such a complex multi-million dollar issue as public school funding? Is it reasonable to expect that the general public would have the interest, the time and the analytical skills with which to make the best decisions here? I'm not so sure that voting is really the best way to go about this. Anyway, talk to you next week. Have a lovely week. Until then, bye-bye now.
That was commentator Brian O'Nunoyne, who teaches a class called Ireland Here I Come at LSUS and takes groups to Ireland on vacation. Contact Brian by email at brian@redriverradio.org. You can hear the commentaries of Brian O'Nunoyne every Thursday morning at 7:35 here on Red River Radio.